The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. And returning again today, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Rain fell in nearly 60% of the Corn Belt over the weekend, and more rain is on the way this week. We'll speak with AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser in just a few moments about what he expects to see across the corn and soybean belt. Midwest Direct hog markets today are called steady to higher as last week's limited trading left packers with little breathing room for the start of the week. Terminals called mostly steady in a light volume test. Tops from $46 to $50. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $46. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct hog report for Friday, August 4th, negotiated swine purchases were $11,138. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, base price range was $62.50 to $72, the weighted average $68.13, a gain of $1.27 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.71 to $57, the weighted average $53.56. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,223, the base price range $60 to $71.25, the weighted average $68.84, a loss of 59 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.75 to $56, and the weighted average was $53.51.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, crackles in my headphones. There's rain somewhere nearby.
Yeah, we have showers and thunderstorms in the area today, and they've been scattered about central Illinois for a while now, several hours. In Champaign County, we do have one storm just to centered just to the southeast of Tolono right now, pushing off to the east-southeast. So that cell is heading in the direction of just south of Philo to just north of Longview. Maybe if it holds together, Broadlands and Allerton will get rain from that one. But these storms pop up and die down. There's more heavy rain around Penfield in northeast Champaign County and across northern Vermilion County. Locally heavy rains around Potomac and Henning and up to around Hoopston. Rossville not in it at the moment, but maybe soon. And there are more storms pushing through northern Ford into northwestern Iroquois County. And an area of rather significant rain, large area of locally heavy rains right now across portions of central, pushing into eastern Livingston County. More scattered storms forming out to the west. Some are about to push into northwestern DeWitt County. They're moving across northern Logan County at the moment. So we do have clusters of showers and thunderstorms. Radar estimates already indicate over a half an inch of rain has fallen in some local lines, one extending from east central Macon County across the southern parts of Piatt County around Cerro Gordo to Bementa, then into Champaign County around Ivesdale and Sadorus, and just south of Philo and Sydney. It's where a band of heaviest rain fell earlier this morning. In Vermilion County, right along I-74 and just south around Fithian and Muncie, some locally heavy rains this morning. To the north in northern Champaign County, Thomasboro over to near and just south of Gifford and Penfield, and on into Vermilion County, just south of Potomac and Henning, some heavy rain. Farther north, another line from west to east, from Paxton to Rankin to Hoopston. Already many locations getting over a half an inch and maybe over an inch around Rankin and Hoopston. And then another band extending from parts of Tazewell County on into western McLean County around Danvers. And then across Normal to just south of Towanda to Cooksville to Colfax, some locally heavy rains. And farther north across now parts of Livingston County, locally heavy rain. So a lot of talking to just pinpoint where the rains have fallen. Nothing really to the south yet, but I think the shower and thunderstorm areas will push to the south. Also some rains yesterday and overnight across parts of Iowa and northern Missouri. So those areas have gotten some rain already, and it looks like this week is not going to be the wettest week, but with warm and humid air in place, there will be some showers and thunderstorms occurring from time to time. Over the last 24 hours, a half an inch to an inch of rain fell over much of the northern half of Iowa, southeastern South Dakota, northeastern Nebraska. So all in all, conditions are favorable for crop growth because there is some moisture, and it looks like we're going to be getting more moisture here off and on over the coming week. By the way, that last area of rainfall for northern Iowa, that was for Friday and Saturday night. Over the last 24 hours, northern Missouri into west central Illinois getting the most rain, as did parts of south central into southeastern Wisconsin. So we look ahead, it looks like we're going to be warm, but we're not going to have the extreme heat. That should stay out to the west. And it looks like the rain over the next 24 hours will mainly be across northern and central Missouri into central, into parts of southern Illinois, and into Indiana. So it does look like some timely rain here, followed by some drier weather, although we may get more showers and thunderstorms from time to time later this week, as we'll be on the dividing line between the hot air, the dome of hot air that's going to stay west, and cooler air that will occasionally settle into the Great Lakes. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 484 and three quarters, up three quarters last change, up five D's, opened at $5, down one last trade, down one and a half. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 394 and a half, down one and a half last trade unchanged. D's 416, down one and a quarter last trade, down three quarters. Next July, 448 and a half, down one last trade, down one. September corn opened at 243, down two last trade, down two and a quarter. December, 260, down two and a quarter last trade, down two and three quarters. March, 274 and a quarter, down two last trade, down two and three quarters. July, 291, down three and a quarter last trade, down three and a quarter. The red line D's, 308 and a half, down one and a half last trade, down two and a half. D's opened at 192, down one and a half last trade, up a half. August beans opened at 573 and three quarters, down three and three quarters. Last trade down 10 and a quarter. September, 577 and a quarter, down four and three quarters. Last trade down eight and a quarter. Take it out to January, 603 down six and a half. Last trade down nine. August soybean meal opened at 163, down 20. Last trade down 120. September soybean oil opened at 2648, down seven. Last trade down 27. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian. Hello, Brian. I see we lost Brian off of the telephone. Let me go ahead and share with you that soybean futures at the Chicago Board of Trade are seen starting this week on the defensive. They're being pressured by a less threatening weather conditions, as Ed Kieser was reporting. And soybeans called to open 7 to 10 cents lower this morning. And if they do indeed do that, they will threaten the April lows at 585 and a half, that the April low. Remember that speculative funds are net short in the market. And without crop threats this week, they may want to push the downside technical objectives. It will take a closing price below solid support at the June low of 591 for the bulls to take some control. Let's go ahead and check in with Brian Maple of FC Stone. Brian, you there?
I am, Dave.
Well, we just talked about having some difficulty last week, and we had a little this week as well. Quickly, your calls. We talked about the beans a little bit while you were away. What about the corn?
Well, it's all going to be still weather-driven, and if we end up seeing that the weather is out there. We've got everybody anticipating a crop report coming out on Friday. I tend to think corn is going to be range-bound for a period of time here until we can get confirmation of the size of this crop. We could drift back down to that 251 support on corn, possibly even the low that we put in June of 47 3/4. But I think our upside is going to be rather limited if our forecaster is correct and we get decent rains over the next 2 weeks. Our guy's saying that we've got the best chances for rain for the entire summer over this next 2 weeks to have good coverage of rain across the Midwest.
And it's all about kernel fill at this point, I would think.
Absolutely. Trying to see if we can get good depth of kernels, bring that yield up just a little bit higher.
And in the beans, I was talking before you came on about the potential break there and trying the April lows. Are you looking at that?
I think that we try and break those and go down to the next step below that is 75.5. If we get good rains from here out, we've got ample carryouts today running with somewhere in excess of 500 million, depending on how you want to view it. We've got a chance at breaking this one on up to 600 million carryout for this year. That would include a move down to, I think, somewhere around 525 ultimately in this bean complex. But we need to see these rains move through. We have better rains over the weekend than what we thought. Some of the Northwest quadrant, and they're on tap to move across the balance of the Midwest here over the next week or so.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILO Urbana.